Welcome back. You're listening to Cross the Border. We're continuing here our study in Ecclesiastes. And where did we leave off? Oh, yes, we're talking about the commandments of the king. Be not hasty to go out of his sight. Stand not in an evil thing, for he doeth whatever pleases him. And that was the rule of kings. And I guess the legislature doeth whatever pleaseth them, or whoever gives them the most money to pass the laws and to build the people. That's pretty much the way it works today in the legislature and in the worldwide Holy Roman Empire that we live under today. Where the word of the king is, there is power. And yes, we need to understand that power, the word of the king. When the guy turns on his little lights behind you and you feel that chill go up your spine and that sudden fear comes upon you, you pull over and because you realize the power is there. It's the power of the sword, the power of the gun. And who may say unto him, what doest thou? Well, in history, and when the king gave his commandment, I mean, if he said you were dead, you were dead. Things don't quite work like that today, but in a lot of ways they do. You can, if you act the wrong way, when one of their policy enforcers is dealing with you, you can end up dead. Whoso keepeth the commandment shall feel no evil thing. And a wise man's heart discerneth both time and judgment. So, you know, it's not an absolute. You know, you can still feel an evil thing. And many things that are written in the scripture were not meant to be absolutes. Many people like to pick and choose what they're going to take as absolute or strictly interpret. And what they're not going to strictly interpret. But generally, if you keep the law of the realm that you're in, you will feel no evil thing, you know, that they'll leave you alone pretty much, or at least keep up the appearance that you're keeping the commandment. I'll keep the shoulder, but, you know, they can't see what's in my pocket. The technology hasn't gone that far. I see the day coming that you see the technology developing where they're going to be able to read your license plate or some type of transponder on your vehicle and know that the owner of the vehicle is properly licensed, has properly paid the protection fee, racket fees to stay on the road without being harassed, and that everything is in order. And that they have broken even the commandments of the Almighty, or get stopped, because that's basically. But today they don't have all that technology developed into where they're using it yet, but it's coming. The technocracy and total control is coming, of course, for the good of the whole. Yes, the new social order is rising up, and the technocracy is starting to play a big part in it. You know, they have license plate readers now. And if your license plate, you know, so that makes the police kind of lazy. They don't have to pay attention anymore because the computer's going to do it and probably keep them busy enough, you know, if they have license plate readers in their vehicles. And that's starting to become popular among the policy enforcers out there. And so they read your license plate, and if everything isn't in order, at least regarding the license plate and any other information that may come up on that, well, then you're going to be in trouble. And they're going to, the alarm will go off, and they'll look for that vehicle because you're in close proximity, and then you will be stopped. And that should keep them pretty busy, I would think, once they all get armed with that. And to me, it's a good thing if they're busy, because they don't have time to pay attention to me. I'm just trying to be invisible. You know, I travel and under the shadow of the wings of the Almighty, and that's where I find my rest. So pay attention. Where the word of the king is, where the word of a king is, there is power, and who may say unto them, what doest thou? Whoso keepeth the commandment feeleth no evil thing. So the applicability is even here for these words that were written, you know, whatever, 3,000, up to 3,000 years ago, whatever it was. Yes, 2,500, 3,000 years ago. Yeah, somewhere in there. Maybe closer to 3,000 than 2,500 years ago that Solomon wrote these words. It was at the beginning of the kings. He was the second. Well, he wasn't the second king. He was the third king in Israel, I should say. Because you had Saul, David, and then Solomon in the line of kings there. So wise words that transcend the ages of time and find their applicability even today. The words of Solomon, the preacher, preaching to the ecclesia in the book Ecclesiastes. Because to every purpose, okay, we'll jump back here. A wise man's heart discerneth both time and judgment. Because to every purpose there is a time and judgment. Therefore, the misery of man is great upon him. Yes, there's even a time to be miserable. I have to admit it. There's a time to feel anguish, and I feel it. There's a time to be miserable, and I have my moments. I try to keep it to moments, not to hours or days. I don't like prolonged misery, but we all have to taste it. We've all had some that was prolonged, but I try to use wisdom and judgment to keep the misery down to just moments of misery. Let my enemies have the misery of weeks and months and years. Let their life be a misery, and I'll just I'll experience it and taste it occasionally. No prolonged misery for me. Thanks be to the Almighty and the comfort of His Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. And what wisdom, knowledge, and understanding He's given me to live and discern these things and to make the right judgment at the right time. So I repeat it again. I read this and I go back over it and read it again, and I hope it doesn't bother people, because I do this a lot, especially when I get into things like this. You know, try not to do it so much like when we're going through the genealogy. Some things we get through quickly, but when I'm pondering these words and in this great sermon of the preacher called Vanity of Vanities for the Ecclesia, the called out ones, and I find such wonderful and applicability even for the day that I'm living in. I have to ponder these words. I have to taste them and turn them over on my lips and in my ears. At least a few times. So here we go. A wise man's heart discerneth both time and judgment, because to every purpose there is a time and judgment. Every instance, every circumstance in life, to every purpose there is a time and a judgment. Therefore, the misery of man is great upon him. In the time of misery, it's great, because there's a time and purpose for it. For he knoweth not that which shall be. For who can tell him when it shall be? There is no man that hath power over the Spirit to retain the Spirit. Neither hath he power in the day of death. And there is no discharge in that war. Neither shall wickedness deliver those that are given to it. When death comes, he calls it a war. There's no discharge in that war. When you're fighting death and the day of it has come, there's no discharge. You're gone. I've seen it. I've seen death come on people, and there's no power over it. It's the day of death. There is no discharge in that war. We fight it. It is a war. We fight to stay alive. I fight every day. I fight the battle against death and decay every day. I know it's going to take me eventually, but I'm fighting it. That's right. That's why I keep his commandments, because I'm fighting it. I want to prolong my life. I want to live and serve him as long as I can. So I use the wisdom that he's given me, the wisdom to follow the dietary commandments, the wisdom to understand what is set apart, what he created to be received with thanksgiving by them that know and believe the truth. You know, that by prayer, that what is sanctified by his word and prayer for me to eat, you know, wisdom and understanding there. What did he create to be received with thanksgiving? Well, it wasn't ice cream and it wasn't soda pop, you know, and it wasn't all the concoctions that you find in the boxes and bottles that line the supermarket shelves out there. You know, it was in the food that he created to be received with thanksgiving by them that believe and know the truth, sanctified by the word of God and prayer, the word of God first. So that's why I pay attention to the dietary law. And I add to that wisdom and I supplement an understanding of what is going on out here and what I need to do to maintain my health and this temple of the Holy Spirit, of his Holy Spirit, that he's imparted to me to comfort me in my life so that I fight the war against the demise and the day of death, that I might prolong it as long as I can, that I might be a treasure to my children and my children's children and my great-grandchildren and to anyone else that I can be in my life, that I might bring many souls to salvation. Let me work and labor as long as I can live and fight this war against death, and stay on my two feet and keep my mind sound, that I may impart these words of life, that I may have this privilege to do this work and this labor for the Almighty and for whoever he may call to benefit by it. So there is no man that hath power over the Spirit to retain the Spirit. And I believe here he's talking about death. You know, because he said that the spirit of the beast or the animals, they go downward to the earth where they came from because they're of the earth and their spirit is of the earth. But the spirit of the man goes upward. And that, of course, at the demise of his mortality, when his mortality comes to an end. And man hath no power over the spirit to retain it when the day of death comes. Neither shall wickedness deliver those that are given to it. Plain and simple. Wickedness, your wickedness will not deliver you. All you that devise evil against your neighbor, that take up a reproach against your neighbor without a cause, your wickedness will not deliver you. You may steal, you may kill, you may even destroy your neighbor, but it will not deliver you in the day of death. And your reward will be the greatest punishment that you could imagine. You will pay the price for your own sins. Repent. The kingdom is at hand. Repent and learn obedience to his commandments. Stop your theft. Stop bearing false witness against your neighbor. Quit your adultery, your spiritual adultery. Discontinue your blaspheming of the Holy Spirit and the work that he is trying to do in your life to bring you, convict you of sin, bring you to repentance and teach you obedience. Don't blaspheme the Holy Spirit in that, because your wickedness will not deliver those that are given to it. Chapter 8 and verse 9. All this have I seen and applied my heart to every work that is done under the sun. There is a time wherein one man ruleth over another to his own hurt. Yes, people get power. Some have little power, and they exercise that power over others cruelly, or to satisfy the lust of their own flesh, or their own greed, or their own sloth, because they have the power to do it, but they do it to their own hurt. He continues, and so I saw the wicked buried, who had come and gone from the place of the holy. You got these guys, they come and go from the place of the holy. They go to church every week. They have their holy service. The ceremonial or morally holy. So they go to the sanctuary. They go through the rituals. He says, and so I saw the wicked buried who had come and gone from the place of the holy. And they were forgotten in the city where they had so done. This is also vanity. Because sentence against an evil work is not executed speedily, therefore the heart of the sons of men is fully set in them to do evil. So you wonder why men do evil? because they aren't punished for it. Well, yes, they commit adultery and they get away with it. So they go out and they continue to commit adultery. Sodomy, whatever, adultery, murder, theft, covetousness, fornication, bearing false witness against their neighbor, and committing theft thereby, legislating wickedness. Because sentence against an evil work is not executed speedily, some people think, well, I got away with it. And they think they can steal as long as they don't get caught, or they can commit theft as long as they do it legally. They can kill their children in the womb because it's legal. They can get away with it because the sentence of the Almighty is not executed speedily. Therefore, the heart of the sons of men is fully set in them to do evil, because they get pleasure out of it, or whatever benefit they get out of doing evil, and they get away with the evil, they're fully set. They start practicing evil, fully set in them to do evil. And it's a snare. It's hard to get free. Once you start practicing evil, you start to justify it in yourself. Well, it was legal. Oh, I really needed that, or they deserved it. I deserve to take that from them. And then they tell themselves lies and others lies to make themselves feel better about it. And they fully set in their heart and they got away with it. So why shouldn't they do it some more? Fully set in them to do evil. Boy, you know, you read these wise words of Solomon here, and you look around, you see it, and it's so applicable. You see the demonstration of the truth of this wisdom and knowledge and understanding. It shouts from the neighborhoods. It shouts from the television and the radio. It shouts everywhere you go. These things are shouted at you. Though a sinner do evil 100 times, and his days be prolonged, yet surely I know that it shall be well with them that fear God. Is there a little bit of the gospel in there? Yeah, you might think so. Though a sinner do evil 100 times, and his days be prolonged, yet surely I know it shall be well with them that fear God, which fear before him. Because if you fear the Almighty, you fear before him, you're going to learn obedience. You're going to repent of that evil that you've done. We've all done evil 100 times. I can say it. Yep. I've done evil 100 times. I'm sure it's been more than that. Yes, we all can say that. I've done evil 100 times. And I believe that's why he was saying, you know, don't be overly righteous. You know, don't appear. Don't present yourself as overly righteous, because guess what? Yeah, I've done evil 100 times or more. And many more, I'm sure. I could say 1,000 times easily. I think I'll stop there. I don't want to dwell too much on the faults of my youth and my past. And, you know, if I live another 50 years, I'm sure that I'm going to do evil 100 more times. It grieves me to say that. I guess that's a good thing, because I don't ever want to sin in my life again. I don't ever want to even be tempted. But I guess I'm going to have to, that's going to be saved for the resurrection. That is the promise then, that I'll never sin and I'll never be tempted. Hallelujah. I can praise the name of the Almighty for that. Hallelujah. That day I long for. But it shall not be well with the wicked. Okay, well, let's take it back in context. Though the sinner do evil 100 times and his days be prolonged, yet surely I know that it shall be well with them that fear the Almighty, which fear before him. But it shall not be well with the wicked, those that practice wickedness, that don't repent, that don't fear the Almighty, because those are the wicked ones. They continue, they take up a reproach against their neighbor, they continue to bear false witness for their own means, they steal, and they continue in that wickedness because they get away with it. They think they're getting away with it because judgment is not executed speedily. They think, well, I got away with it. I can continue to get away with it. And they practice wickedness. It shall not be well with the wicked, neither shall he prolong his days, which are as a shadow, because he feareth not before God. He doesn't fear the Almighty to keep his commandments, to learn obedience. That's the difference between the righteous and the wicked. The righteous is a sinner. He's, you know, done evil 100 times. Will still do evil, because evil is a departure, a disobedience to the strict commandment, to the law, the letter of the law. Is it not? Because he feareth not before the Almighty. There is a vanity which is done in, upon the earth, and there be just men to whom it happeneth according to the work of the wicked. That means, the little bit of old English here, there be just men to whom it happeneth according to the wicked. That means the wicked devices of those that do wickedness, the liars, the cheaters, those that bear false witness and hate their neighbor without a cause. Yes, they exercise wickedness. They bring evil upon the just men, the righteous man. Again, there be wicked men to whom it happeneth according to the work of the righteous. I said that this also is vanity. When I commended mirth, because a man hath no better thing under the sun, than to eat and to drink and to be merry, for that shall abide with him of his labor the days of his life, which God giveth him under the sun. When I plied mine heart to know wisdom, and to see the business that is done upon the earth, for also there is that neither day nor night seeth sleep with his eyes. Then I beheld all the work of God, that a man cannot find out the work that is done under the sun, because though a man labor to seek it out, yet he shall not find it. Yea, further, though a wise man think to know it, yet shall he not be able to find it. There's no end to learning. You know, it's like you get out the microscope and you say, ah, I see. Get a more powerful microscope and say, ah, I see. Where does it end? Where do you stop seeing? You know, where do you get to the final end of it? It's unsearchable. I mean, you can get infinitely small, or you can get infinitely large. There's no end to the work of the Almighty. You can never find it out. And it's the same with wisdom. Where can you say, I found all wisdom? You can't. You just keep searching. There's no end to it. So we come to chapter 9 and verse 1, and that's where we'll pick up next time on Cross the Border. Visit my website. Like I said, I'd like to hear from you. Go to the contact page there. Contact me. Leave a message there. Visit the pages there. Leave comments there on the appropriate pages. I kind of prefer it when people leave the comments on the appropriate page. Well, as in everything, always, in everything you do, bless the name of the Almighty and say, Hallelujah.